to golf now and an affliction that strikes fear into the heart of the most devoted player. It's called the yips, and experts say it can add 5 strokes to a game and cause misery on the putting green. As Minnesota Public Radio's Rob Schmitz reports, researchers are trying to find the cause.
For many golfers, it's an everyday nightmare. You're on the green of the 10th hole, and you're shooting for a birdie. All you have to do is sink a simple 1-foot putt. The last thing that goes through your mind is, anyone can make this putt. But you don't. You either freeze up and barely hit the ball, or your wrist makes a jerking motion that sends the ball sailing past the hole. You've just yipped it, and golfer Alan Ferguson knows exactly how you feel.
I've got almost beyond embarrassment now. When it happens, and that's it. My playing partners just crease themselves, and they laugh, and they roll around the ground. They think it's very funny. I just ask them not to laugh before I hit the ball.
Ferguson is one of 16 golfers who have agreed to let the Mayo Clinic study what, for them, is the most embarrassing part of their game. He's dressed for a round of golf, but he's got a little extra hardware. He's wearing electrodes on his chest and back. There's another in his putter. They're all connected to a computer that is monitoring his heart rate and his grip force. For a non-golfer, this all may seem a little extreme, but this is serious business. Ferguson lives in St. Andrews, Scotland, golf's spiritual home. He plays the historic Old Course 3 times a week, but he's paid his own way to come to Rochester, Minnesota, to what amounts to a glorified round of mini-golf. He's confident the trip was worth it.
I like to tell people that it's not a psychological problem with me so much as a physical or neurological problem, and I hope that I can actually go back with proof of this here.
A Mayo survey found that 53% of seasoned golfers like Ferguson have experienced the yips. Mayo researchers aren't sure whether the yips are physiological or psychological, or both. What's certain is that most golfers won't yip a putt unless they're in a highly competitive situation.
Now this, my friends, is a real putting tournament. You are putting for money, you're putting for pride, and to be the low scorer on these leaderboards.
Mayo's 2-day putting tournament is complete with a scoreboard and a media gallery. Mayo researchers have encouraged them to set up extra close to the players to add to the yip-inducing tension. Rob Roy, a golfer from Canada, is in line behind 3 other golfers on the 4th hole to attempt a 3-foot downhill putt. It looks pretty simple. Scottish golfer Alan Ferguson looks on. He says for yippers, looks can be deceiving.
It's not a big swing, and it's quite close, so he really should get it. And if all the players going in front of him get it, he will feel that he should get it. And they've all got theirs in, so it can't be that difficult. He's been watching them putt, so he's got the read. He's taken another look at it. And he thinks, I'm going to look really stupid if I miss this putt. And he misses it.
It's a signature yip, if there ever was one. Roy's wrists convulse in a jerking motion, which sends the ball 4 feet past the hole. His face red, Roy shoots an exasperated glance at his caddy. The 15 other yippers don't say a word. It's the silence of understanding.
Can you put a finger on that for me?
After his round, Roy takes a seat on the sidelines while researchers tape electrodes to his head. While he waits, he contemplates his yip.
I guess the last thing that went into my head before I putted was, that's a tough putt. And typically, your last thought shows up in the stroke.
Researchers are administering beta blockers, usually used to combat high blood pressure, to see if they'll have a calming effect on this kind of psychological noise. They're also using an EEG to monitor the yipper's brain activity. Dr. Ainsley Smith is the director of sports medicine at Mayo. She says some golfers have worn out parts of their neuromuscular system through constant repetition of the putting stroke. This is called dystonia. She says she's tried to study the role of dystonia in the yips before.
It's a really weird situation to be in. Mostly we do our investigations quietly in labs and not in front of the media. But we won't be doing these yippers any favor if they come out and perform perfectly well and leave the course.
Mayo hopes to unravel the mystery of the yips in the next couple of months. Their findings will be submitted for publication in September. For NPR News, I'm Rob Schmitz, Rochester, Minnesota.